You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Fast Track Approvals Bill received its first reading under urgency. The bill proposes to fast track the resource consent process for major infrastructure projects by giving ministers decision-making powers. Forest and Bird, among other environmental groups, have expressed concerns that the bill will override or bypass existing environmental laws and protection. I speak to Group Manager for Conservation Advocacy at Forest and Bird, Richard Capey, about the bill and its impact on Aotearoa New Zealand's environment and democracy. What is the Fast Track Approvals Bill proposing, and how does it differ from current legislation for developing major infrastructure?
So the Fast Track Bill is a new piece of legislation that the government is looking to put through to really supersede the approach that we've taken to resource management in New Zealand. So resource management doesn't sound very sexy, but actually it's incredibly important because it's what allows things to be built in different places around the country. And as the name suggests, resource management, it's about looking at all different factors at play in a location. For example, what might be the economic benefits? What might happen in relation to jobs? What might happen in relation to the environmental impact? It's incredibly important for all New Zealanders. And Fast Track is a new piece of legislation that the government is rushing through, which is giving this government sweeping powers that we haven't seen in New Zealand since the late 1970s under Rip Muldoon. It is a piece of legislation that will enable ministers in Wellington to greenlight major developments at the regional and national level. So this is things like massive water storage, coal mining on public conservation land, large aquaculture, marine farms, things like that. It will give ministers the ability to green light those without public consultation. So there'll be an expert panel. This is what this legislation is enabling. Ministers will put forward projects. An expert panel can look at those projects and can provide some recommendations to ministers, but ministers can choose to ignore those recommendations if they want. And then ministers have the final say. So we haven't seen anything like this before. It also has the ability to override other pieces of legislation. So this is like a super piece of legislation in that it will override the Conservation Act. It will override the Wildlife Act. It will override the Fisheries Act. So the environmental protections that exist in those other pieces of legislation, this legislation can ignore them.
To kind of add on to what you're saying there, in its first 100 days, the coalition government has ticked off all 49 actions in its plan and passed more bills through the House under urgency than any other previous MMP government. How do you think a one-stop-shop approval system, coupled with the rate of bills being passed under urgency, will affect New Zealanders' ability to participate in a democratic process?
So this piece of legislation in particular is fundamentally undemocratic in two ways. One, the way it's being driven through. So complete lack of consultation with anybody who's coming into the space, including the public. So this is now in front of the Select Committee. The Select Committee is looking at this under urgency. So bearing in mind how significant this legislation is, right? It's being rushed around the urgency. And the other bit that is just a disgrace in relation to democracy is that there is a list of projects that ministers have already seen that have been put forward to them by special interests. So they're not publishing it in time for the New Zealand public or the Select Committee or colleagues in the House to be able to look at it. That's just, it's a disgrace, and that is fundamentally anti-democratic. That's how they're going about it. And then obviously the process itself, what they're proposing is that ministers will listen to lobbying special interests, will put forward projects, but New Zealanders in those communities where these things are happening can't have a say. Minister said this on Q&A over the weekend. He said, we will listen to lobbyists and special interests, but we're not giving New Zealanders a voice. So that's one thing which is anti-democratic. Second thing is we'll use our powers to override the expert panel. We'll ignore science and evidence, or we can ignore science and evidence if we don't like it. The third thing he said was, hey, actually, if you don't like this, you can vote us out in 3 years' time. Well, Chris Bishop, I don't know, you know, where he got his degrees from or what he studied, but if he, you know, democracy doesn't happen on one day a year every 3 years. So this is fundamentally undermining the democratic process. The other, which I think is deeply concerning, is some of the projects that will be on that list have been blocked by our courts. As an organisation, we and others stand up and give a voice for nature. You know, we have been able to stop the Te Kuha mine. outside of Westport from taking place because we fought that in the courts. And the courts have agreed with us. 2 weeks ago, the company that were going to appeal that decision in the courts withdrew their appeal. The reason that they've probably withdrawn that appeal is because ministers are going to green light it for them. So we've got ministers who are just going, oh, well, we don't like the judicial process. We don't like the decisions that it's made. We're just going to go round the back. And they're listening to special interests which are agreeing on that. And I think what's fascinating is that Chris Bishop, I think, in the interview with Q&A, I think the kind of penny dropped a little bit that publishing the list was undemocratic. You could see him looking very uncomfortable about that. Well, my challenge to him would be, if you've got nothing to hide and you believe in democracy, why wouldn't you publish that list?
Faris and Bird has said this bill is an outright assault on the environment. Can you expand on what this means and what, if passed, this bill could mean for the future of environmental protection and the survival of native species in Aotearoa?
So there's a couple of things which are really critical just now. First of all, we're facing unprecedented climate change. We've made a commitment to reduce our carbon emissions. The second thing that people don't necessarily know about is parallel agreement, which is about biodiversity loss. There was an international agreement that New Zealand had signed up to, which says, actually, just as climate change has got these horrific implications for us, so does biodiversity loss. So we're losing, you know, species left, right and centre internationally. We've got over 4,000 species in New Zealand which are at risk of being wiped out. And we need to be doing more to protect those things rather than less. So we need to be tackling climate change. And we need to be protecting what biodiversity we've got left. So biodiversity matters because it is the building block of, for example, our primary sector. It's the building block of fresh water. So this isn't just about, oh, it's a nice bird, it looks pretty. This is about the system of life in New Zealand, which actually underpins and is interconnected. So you've got those two drivers there, and yet at the same time, we've got a piece of legislation that is going to override those protections, which is saying, we're going to go back to that 1980s, 1970s thinking, which is, hey, let's just go for economic growth, and actually we're going to do whatever it takes to deliver economic growth and jobs, no matter what the impact is. So they've shifted the pendulum, and as I said, this legislation will override existing protections. At a time when we need to be doing more to protect our environment, this is actually taking us backwards. The other thing that's really interesting about this is being framed as this is about getting our economy moving. I actually think ministers are putting their heads in the sand. The rest of the world is recognising that we need a low-carbon, green economy. That is the future. You don't need to look very far to see billions and billions of dollars being invested in green investment. So the capital markets around the world are looking to invest in the environment. We've got massive investment funds like Barclays saying we are no longer going to invest in new offshore oil and gas. We have the three biggest stock exchanges in China announcing that they're going to make it mandatory for all the giant corporations that are listed on those things to do full disclosure on their environmental impacts. So from a carbon and biosecurity, biodiversity perspective. The rest of the world is moving forward and thinking about what a green future looks like. Our competitors are moving forward. Our markets are moving forward. The companies that we sell our products to, like Nestle, for example, are moving forward. Yet our government is moving us backwards. Doesn't make economic sense. Doesn't make environmental sense.
New Zealand has historically prided itself on being clean and green and marketed ourselves to the world as such. How do you think our government's approach to environmental issues and protection so far may affect this perception?
I think the word that you've used there is the right one, which is perception. So there is a perception that New Zealand is a green, sustainable, environmentally leading country. Unfortunately, we're not in a strong position to start with. We know our waterways aren't particularly healthy. We've got issues around the amount of CO2 that we produce per head of population. We've definitely got work to do. But New Zealanders care deeply about their environment. You know, it's part of our own DNA. I want us to be in a situation, and I think New Zealanders want to be in a situation where we can put our hands on our hearts and say, absolutely, we are world leading. This is why you should do business with us. This is why you should come here. This is what we love and what we appreciate. Rather than taking us further away from that and actually putting at risk those international markets that trade on, you know, that we sell our brand to. So, you know, if those companies or those consumers overseas knew the truth about where this government is taking us, what impact would that have? Now, I actually think with the lift in corporate disclosure that is required around this, the biggest companies in New Zealand will be looking at what the government is doing here and will be very anxious, because it will make it harder for them to sell their products into overseas markets. It's making us less competitive. And also, it's just not the New Zealand way. We want to be able to stand up, as I said, hands on hearts, and say, we are looking after our environment. We're setting ourselves up for a low-carbon future where we are protecting our environment, where we're nurturing it, and that is providing us with strong social and economic foundations. This government is taking us further away from that goal.
That was Group Manager for Conservation Advocacy at Forest and Bird, Richard Capey, speaking about the proposed Fast Track Approvals Bill and its impact on the environment and democracy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.